Welcome to I Hate Talking About Myself, the podcast where your favorite stars from Netflix series and films pull our most curious questions out of a beautiful glass bowl and they interview themselves. It's chic. This week, we've got comedian Michelle Buteau on the pod. She's all over your Netflix service, either doing stand-up on the comedy lineup or helping her bestie Ali Wong out in Always Be My Maybe, or just being the best as Ren in Tales of the City. But on this pod, she's exposing her explicit guilty pleasure. This episode is more adult, but hey, we're all adults here, right?
Hey, my name is Michelle Buteau, and I'm about to interview myself for I Hate Talking About Myself, which is such a damn lie. Who doesn't love talking about my back fat and freckles and top titty meat? Get in here. I want to breastfeed everybody. What does the phrase guilty pleasure mean to you? Well, I'm Catholic and I'm female. It just means, you know, satisfying yourself but making yourself feel bad. So guilty pleasure, chocolate and masturbating. But you got to masturbate under the covers because God is watching if you're on top. Who was the first famous person you met? Were you awkward? I don't know. My first interview was Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi back in the Dizzy when I was like a wannabe entertainment reporter, but he was kind of a dick to me. So maybe the first famous person that I liked, I met Angelina Jolie, and I told her that people tell me I look like a Puerto Rican version of her. We never met again. What was your first extravagant purchase? Tampons. I had to pay taxes on them, LOL. My first extravagant purchase, my abortion. If you got trapped with no reception and had only 5 songs on your phone, what would you hope they were? Ooh, what a crazy question. And I'm very claustrophobic and I somehow always get trapped in elevators. So I feel like this question truly is for me. As of now, this week, if I'm going to be trapped in the elevator, it would be Juice by Lizzo, Redemption Song by Bob Marley, anything by Nina Simone, Mary J. Blige's Real Love, and Gloria by Laura Branigan. I'm old as fuck. I could be like everybody's mom. What's the most random fact or weirdest piece of history you know? I know that my birthday is July 24th, and I also share that with Amelia Earhart, and we have so much in common. We're both bad at directions. Ayo! Tell us about a time in your life when you made a conscious decision not to play it safe. I met my husband through a one-night stand, so I decided to open my mind and my legs. I sat in his dick and fell in love. It was wonderful, but wear condoms because we're all too cute for bacteria.
My husband's so cute. He's white. I like him anyways. He's European. He's a real deal. What? He's from Holland, which is also called the Netherlands. I was like, too many names. Pick one.
Next question. Please do your favorite impression, even if it's terrible. Okay, so my mom is from Jamaica, and I really don't know how to do a Jamaican accent, but I could do the one thing she's told me my whole life, which is like, Michelle, no, why? Why, Michelle, no, why? By the way, I don't even know how my mom raised me. She can't even get through like a hard piece of bread at a restaurant. I'm like, really, Buteau? That's gonna take you down the fucking crust? Like, tear it off or dip it in water, but fucking adapt, bitch. Happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there, though. When was the first time you saw a piece of yourself reflected on screen? The first time I saw myself represented on screen is definitely Purple Rain. I was like, yes. Purple Rain was also my first concert. And when I saw Prince, I was like, I want to be that woman when I grow up. What's your biggest fear? Oh, my God. Biggest fear, not being able to find a clean pair of panties. JK, biggest fear, I don't know. Gunshot, Alzheimer's, Kim Kardashian having another kid. Sorry, are you guys friends with her? If you could give your younger self advice, what would it be? Don't tell yourself no before people tell you no. What piece of art can you not stop thinking about? Book, painting, podcast, song? Nothing. Truly nothing. The only thing I think about right now are my 4-month-old babies and how much they grow every day. And they're just like adorable. This is great. I love this. You know why? This is like I get to talk and no one's saying anything. This is like the opposite of couples therapy.
That was comedy queen Michelle Buteau. Michelle, I also want to be Prince when I grow up. Thanks for listening this week. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss another Fishbowl interview. Like now. Subscribe right now. What do you have to lose? I Hate Talking About Myself is produced by Pineapple Street Media and Netflix. Our music is by Hansdale Sue, and it's hosted by me, Catherine Cohen, your hostess with the mostest.